Relative to the budgetary item of the board of canvassers, the potential effect of something like that, as we know, Councilman Ricks, no one expected this pandemic 3 months ago. But if polling places are decreased in employees or staffing of those polling places are decreased, then I'm sure you will see a relative decrease in the amount of monies expended in those areas. That's only comes natural. But we're making a prediction that this is going to take place as it normally does come November. If we don't have a resurgence of this flu in the fall, the COVID-19 flu. And if there's not a vaccine found, I'm sure there'll be other accommodations, but savings, any savings achieved will be passed on and greatly appreciated.
Thank you. Well,
certainly. And I was just curious, forgive me, I'm not entirely familiar with the exact process when it comes to the counting of the votes. So when it comes to the mail-in ballots, I'm not 100% sure if that work is done by the Board of Canvassers, and if we have a large surge in the mail-in ballots, if it's possible that we may need some additional staff under the Board of Canvassers.
Councilman, through Mr. President, to the councilman, I'd like to stick to the budgetary items. I'm not going to get into the procedural things of what may happen or may not happen in the future, because as I've just stated, the future is unpredictable. The past was unpredictable. These past 3 months are unpredictable. So to make a hypothetical assessment of what the future may hold would be irresponsible at this point in time, especially with all that's going on. So I think we have to stick to the numbers as we have them now. If there's a savings achieved, those savings will go back into the coffers to mitigate any expenses in the future, or possibly address any other COVID-19 related expenses.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from council members? I see we have, if not, there are two. Yes?
I just wanted to answer that I have a mail ballot and I have the return envelope in front of me, and it does go to the Board of Elections in Providence for the presidential primary. And that is how the four voters in my house are going to be participating. I don't know how that affects the Board of Canvassers, but I do know that that is the process that's taking place. And I anticipate there'll probably be more mail ballots than we've ever had before. Yeah. But that's my personal opinion. I don't have anything to back that up.
I can tell you that the Board of Canvassers has been flooded with mail ballot applications, and it's a process that I've never seen since I've been here, the number that they're processing. So with that said, are there any other questions from council members? If not, Phil, I have a hand up on 738. If that person could identify themselves again.
Dottie McCarthy, that was me, in case somebody had a question for me to answer. The mayor did handle all the questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. And if we could go to the XT, if that person could identify themselves for the record. I'm sorry, your name doesn't appear on the screen. The XT16, is that person unlocked, Phil? Is anybody on the line?
They were asked unmuted.
Are you unmuted? Is there anybody there on that line? Okay, so I don't see any other hands up on the budget for the Board of Canvassers. And we'll move on to the city clerk's office. And if we could get the page number on that.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you can see, the city clerk's office, the budget was reduced approximately 13.85%. Last year's budgeted amount was $438,000. This year's budgeted amount has been reduced down to $373,000. That's compared to last year where we had a 3.9% increase over the prior year. And again, these are through austerity postures and really shaving close to the bone and getting the job done for the taxpayers at the best cost so that we can mitigate and address, again, the issues that we've been presented with and that we will be presented with over the next few months.
Thank you. For council members, that's on page 11. And I was just looking at the personnel supplement.
I believe that's page 2 on the personnel supplement.
Okay. Are there questions on the city clerk's office from council members? I don't see any questions regarding the city clerk's office from council members. Is there anybody that has their hand up online? I do see one person. Phil, if you could unlock that person or unmute them. Hi, could you identify yourself for the record?
Yes, once again, Walter Hartley, Local 1651 president.
Go ahead, Walter.
My question is, I'm wondering if the council is aware that we have, in this budget, it looks like the position of the municipal court technician and the city vault have been completely eliminated.
I know that you and I have talked about that, Walter, the positions being eliminated. I don't know if anybody from the administration wants to answer your question. I know the mayor just said that his position is from an austerity posture that we can do more with less. And I know council members.
If I may, Mr. President.
Yes.
Yes. As Mr. Hartley, as the head of the union, is aware, the union took a vote of about 3 or 4 weeks back. And as he stated in his press release, they overwhelmingly chose to lay off employees as opposed to foregoing the last year of a 3-year raise. We are just complying with the contract that they entered into with the prior administration in the terms of that contract. And all layoffs are being done in accordance with the contents of that contract. And again, is it a savings? Absolutely. And that's what we're doing. As I indicated earlier, we are shaving this budget close to the bone where we can provide services to the taxpayers, be fair to our employees. And again, we are adhering to what, as Mr. Hartley indicated, was overwhelmingly voted by his rank and file. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public or questions from the public? Any other questions from the public? Yes, I see a question from Cameron. If you could identify yourself for the record.
Yeah, Cameron Whitaker.
Yes, Cameron, you have a question.
Why is there no mention of the second vote taken to open negotiations?
So I'm not going to get into a back and forth about contractual negotiations because that's not an issue that's before the council as far as budgetary issues go. And there are collective bargaining rights that go along with this. That's why we don't negotiate contracts online or over the phone. I don't know if the administration has anything else that they want to add that they have not already added, but that's a slippery slope to start talking about contract negotiations and what is and what is not happening. I believe that the city and the union have entered into a grievance process, and that's something that's in litigation that we really shouldn't talk about, but I defer to the administration on that.
Yes, Mr. President, and your assessment is absolutely correct. Thank you.
Okay. Cameron, do you have any other questions related to the budget?
Okay. Not at this moment.
Okay. And the next person, if they could identify themselves for the record. Is anybody else on the line?
Council President, it would be Walter Hartley again, Local 1651, President.
Yes.
My question would be the need of an office manager supervisor as a $62,472 salary for a staff of what appears to be in the city clerk's budget of five people.
Okay, and what's your question, Walter? The need for it, or?
Yes. I mean, the mayor has just stated that he's trying to trim budgets as low as he can, but yet he has created a position here of an office manager supervisor.
So yes. As not to violate any national, federal statutes, I would direct that we stay and maintain to the line items of this budget. Otherwise, anyone that participates in this as an elected official could open themselves up. And
I understand.
I'm not going to answer those questions in this forum or any other forum. I'll leave that to the court system. Thank you,
I understand.
Sir.
So, and our council has said that on numerous occasions that we're not allowed to negotiate, and the council isn't allowed to negotiate positions or items such as those. Are there any other comments from the public on this line item regarding the city clerk's budget? If not, Mayor Solomon will move on to the next item on this, and that's the probate court, I believe. If you could
that's
give
correct.
Us that page
that is page 12 of the budget supplement and page 3 of the personnel supplement. Yeah. The probate, and we have them together with the municipal court on the line. Together between probate and municipal courts, there is a reduction of 28.11% over last year's budgeted amount. Last year's budget was $224,413. This year's budget is $161,323. And again, it's doing with less, getting the job done. One thing I take pride in, many of our good employees with the city, is that, we have been doing with less for the last 10 weeks where we've been still, without skipping a beat, have been able to provide garbage services, public safety, police, rescue, fire, DPW, roadworks. We haven't skipped a beat. And we have a lot of good workers. They're working hard for us. And we're doing, like I said, more with less. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, are there any questions regarding the probate court? I know that it's a small budget compared to the other budgets that we look at $161,000. Any questions from council members? Any questions? Yes, Councilman Corley.
Looking at page 12 of the proposed general fund for the probate court, it says, for this year, that as of May 4th, there's been $66,292 expended, but it says the year of end forecast is $85,089. I just wonder why for the last 2 months there is much more than the monthly spending to date as of May 4th.
Okay.
That's very perceptive of you, Councilman Cawley. But since we got hit with this COVID-19 virus and the city shut down back in March, probate court and its activities were also suspended, which resulted in diminished fees and expenditures relative to and income relative to operation of that department.
I understand the diminishment, but what is the, do you expect that the $85,000 number is correct for the year-end forecast, or is it, do you anticipate it being less?
Councilman, it may be slightly less. However, I can tell you that since probate court has commenced and there has been a backlog and a lot of people, there's a case backlog. So I can't predict the future, but we all know that one thing, well, we all know that probate addresses the death of individuals in estates. And one thing we've seen since March in the state of Rhode Island is a lot of friends, relatives, elderly, public safety personnel, medical personnel that have passed away. So I would think that there would be further activity, but I don't like making money based on those items. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions from council members? This is on probate. If not, are there any members of the public that have any questions? I do not see any hands up, so I'll move to the next item, which is
postage on page 70.
Postage, right. Yes, and just so we're clear, we combined the two courts, probate court and municipal court.
Correct.
And postage on page 70.
Okay, and we're predicting again, since the city was shut down for 3 months, and that based on past use, we're predicting that the postage will be reduced by 16.08%. And that is compared to a 7.58% increase last year, which is an overall turnaround of almost 24% decrease in that category. Again, we're doing more with less. And, you know, by doing this, we try to continue to make Warwick sustainable for the households that live within our community.
Okay, so we're on the postage aspect of the budget. Are there any council members that have questions regarding the postage? There is a reduction of 24% compared to last year. If there are no questions from council members, I do see Mike has his hand up. If you could unlock Mike and he could identify himself for the record. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. If you could just identify yourself for the record and ask your question. And this is on postage.
Mike Correnti.
Yes, Mike.
So I have a question on the city clerk's reduction, the probate court, municipal court reduction, and the postage reduction, those percentages.
Okay,
what do those percentages reflect, and is that a reflection of the cut of manpower in all those departments? And is this the trend for the reduction in costs for the next fiscal year? Is that indicative of the elimination of positions in those departments?
Well, we're on postage right now, Mike, so I don't think there's a savings.
Well, it was just said that there was a 16.08% reduction in the postage department, and I'm just curious, is that because of staffing reductions or are the savings in another manner that we don't know about?
Go ahead. Is there anybody from the administration want to answer that question? Sure. I mean, we're on postage.
There's nothing nefarious, Mike. It is what you see. This is a percentage change year after year. And yes, we're trying to do more with less, but that's to keep Warwick sustainable for the many households that are out of work right now, Mike, or businesses that have left this community that employ many people within our households. So this has been a very difficult thing, but we continue to strive and work hard. I cannot predict the future. I don't think any of us can. And until a virus is found for this cure, everything is open-ended. But we work with the best information we have for the benefit of our residents and all involved. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your answer. But just for the record, Mr. Mayor, a lot of the residents involved and most of the people that are getting eliminated due to their positions being eliminated are also citizens and taxpayers in Warwick.
Okay. So I'm going to be very careful, Mike, about talking about, I understand people can talk about elimination of positions, but, as far as the collective bargaining process goes and the fact that there are grievances here, I think we should all be cognizant of that. But I don't see any other hands up here from the public. No hands up from council members. So we'll move on to the next budget, which is the executive budget. Mayor Solomon, if you could present that. I don't know if you can hear me, Mayor. I think we're going to move on to the executive budget.
I must have hit the button by mistake.
That's okay. That's okay. I was playing with mine, trying to figure out if I did something wrong.
The executive budget has decreased 10.41% to $365,115.
Okay, and the executive budget has decreased. Are there questions?
Decreased, correct.
Decreased.
You will notice, Mr. President and my colleagues on the City Council, that most categories show a negative sign. In this day and age, in this economy, and the things that we're dealing with on a national basis, I think our overall change in the budget was maybe a 0.5%. And that's really working close. And wherever we can work close, that's what we've been practicing. Both this category, the legislative category, everything is a negative. Everything's been reduced. So, and I'm proud of working with the input of department directors and our financial staff in achieving this, and input from you, Mr. President, and many of our colleagues on the council. We work as a team. We deal the cards that we're dealt with, and we move forward.
Thank you. So there's been a reduction again in the executive department. And are there any questions from council members regarding the reduction in the executive department budget? Any questions from members of the public regarding the reduction in the mayor's budget and executive? If not, yes, go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have a question on the chief financial officer and what the salary items are coming from in addition to, or if there is, in addition to the executive budget. Okay, I don't know if the administration.
All right, I'm on.
Okay.
First of all, I take pride in everyone that's, all our directors, all our personnel, whether it be in my office or in, throughout the other department directors. Everyone takes pride in their work. Relative to what I've labeled as a chief financial officer, I would love to have 10 of them because Councilman Lattiser, you're in private business. If you spent $10 to save $100,000 or $100,000, that's a good investment. And I have access to one of the most outstanding financial minds, not just in the state of Rhode Island, but in the country. And this person services me and my questions relative to finances within the city and brings with him a lot of expertise, not just from communities within the state that he also is tapped upon for his financial expertise, but communities and private corporations throughout the country. And if I could get 10 CFOs like him, that would make Warwick even better than what I'm trying to do right now.
So, Mr. Mayor, what is the salary for that CFO?
Depending on the hours, Councilman Lattiser, the salary ranges from the work that he does at sewer, water, finance, and advising the mayor. And I would say that the salary is probably similar to the salaries of other CFOs or finance directors throughout the state, and would run anywhere from $120,000 to $130,000. It's not a salary. It's a stipend. There are no benefits. There are no withholding taxes. It's a professional fee.
I'm all set, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Mr. President? Can I ask a question?
Councilman Cawley, go ahead.
Yes, Councilman Cawley, I stand corrected before you asked the question. I believe the compensation was less than 120. I stand corrected. I think I gave you a higher number than that.
All right. I'm confused because looking under the personnel portion for the executive office, you have a position for chief financial officer, and it says that the salary is $30,000 on page 43.
And as I indicated to Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Cawley, the CFO also advises and assists with sewer, water, finance department, and any other issues, both labor and contractual, that I may have, and that he is an expertise at in those areas.
I have no doubt that.
And Councilman, he's well worth the expenditure because I can tell you right now, when we get down the line to another budget item, I'll point out significant savings that some that have been realized.
I'm not disagreeing what his value is to the city. I'm just trying to understand the way it's listed is confusing in the personnel, because if he has five of these slots that are $30,000, I understand it, but it doesn't read that way and it's not self-explanatory. That's why I asked. Thank you.
Is there any other questions from council members? Any questions from council members? Any questions from members of the public on the executive budget? If not, we'll move on to the legislative budget. And Councilman Lattisaur, I believe he was going to present that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If I may, Mr. President.
Yes.
The legislative budget as put together, again, as I indicated, was less than last year's legislative budget, almost a 1% decrease over last year. And again, it shows that the legislative and the executive branch of government are focused on the same thing and getting the most value for taxpayers' dollars as we try to provide the best services for our constituencies.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisaur, did you have anything to add to that?
Mr. President, it's the legislative budget is found on page 15. As the mayor said, there is a slight reduction from the previous year. And absolutely, we are all focused on doing our due diligence with this budget and trying to get the best we can for the taxpayers.
Thank you. Is there any questions from council members? If not, are there any questions from members of the public on the legislative budget? Mr. Cody is on the line, if we could unlock him for questions. Mr. Cody, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me, Mr. President?
Yes, we can.
Good afternoon, council members and mayor and staff. I have a question on line item 16-360 professional services under the legislative budget.
Yes.
So over the past, during the last budget, and I see in this budget and in the 2019 budget, we had certain monies that were allocated to during council meetings under PCRs for some relative to certain investigations and services performed by Markham LP and YKSM. To this date, there's been no work product made available to the public. And I'd like to know specifically what investigations and services were performed, what were the result of these investigations and services, and when will that work product be available to the public, please?
So, Mr. Cody, we did have some work done with regard to some investigations. And I know that the litigation, if you will, in my opinion, or the issues that were asked about with regard to those reports, it's unclear if that litigation is over or not over. And I know that there was a Freedom of Information Act request done on that information also. So my answer to your question is, if it's matters involving litigation or ongoing litigation, that those items would not be released. I think that, and I don't have that document right in front of me as far as a Freedom of Information Act request goes or Access to Public Records Act. But that's, as I said, that's what we decided when those issues were ongoing. Question is, are many of those investigations complete or not? My understanding is at this point, no, which presents a problem for us because we can't discuss those. And I would leave it at that. If it becomes a point in time where there are investigations or matters that may open up because those investigations are being complete, then the council would release that data amount, that whatever that data shows.
So are you saying that as of this date, you're either unaware whether those investigations have been complete or are some still pending and some completed? The reason I asked the question, it was a substantial amount of monies, $225,000. And, you know, as of this date, the taxpayer knows nothing of what took place with those investigations with their money and what any of the results were. So I guess from my position, I would like to know basically an itemized list of what investigations slash services took place, which were complete and which were ongoing without specificity. Is there a way to get a detail of what was put forth for services, what's complete and what's incomplete? Is that possible?
I know, Mr. Cody, there were a lot of issues that came before the council that were unrelated to investigations. So there are services that are provided to council members on issues unrelated to investigations. And I believe that there was a request made and that information from a Access the Public Records Act request standpoint, that information was provided. I don't have that information in front of me today, so I wouldn't be able to answer your question on that. But if someone wanted to put in writing exactly what they were looking for, we could re-examine that. And
so that would require an additional formal access to public records?
Well, as I said, I don't have those answers in front of me right now. So if there are particular questions and you'd like to put those in writing, I don't see any problem with getting back to you with the appropriate response.
So do I put those documents, questions in writing to you, Council President, or to the city clerk? Because I would have thought that as the council president that you would have had at least possibly an itemized list of what services have been completed just for the purposes of accounting.
Yeah, I can tell you that if questions are asked of a person that's at Markham or any other private entity that the council or the administration has hired, those bills are available and records are available through an Access to Public Records Act request if there's not an exception to that rule. So okay. If there are particular documents, yes, you'd put Access to Public Records Act request through the clerk. The clerk would then provide it to us and then we would provide answers in accordance with the Access to Public Records Act.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yes, any other questions for the public on the legislative budget? If not, we'll move on to the
council claims. I believe, which is page 69 of the budget package. And as you can see, Mr. President and members of the council claims has been reduced 25%. And again, that is through the clear scrutiny and improvements of conditions within the city and the scrutiny of our City Council Claims Committee, which brings forth the recommendations to the entire council and really looks over these claims to make sure they should be compensated for. And hence, we reduce that item to 25%. A reduction of 25%.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the City Council regarding council claims? If not, are there any questions from members of the public regarding council claims? As I see none, we'll move on to the next item, which is the treasury,
which is on page 18. Personnel supplement is page 9. And as you can see, Mr. President, my colleagues on the City Council, Treasury has decreased by almost 6% over last year. The budgeted item is $410,384. And that's a continued downward trend over, let me just see, I believe it was, no, last year was an increase of 4.34%. So the decrease of 5.7% is almost a 10% turnaround over last year's budgeted amount. And again, it's bringing efficiency to the department and a revamping of that department and a lot of hard work from all individuals in that department that I'm very grateful for. And I thank them every day on behalf of myself and the taxpayers of the city.
Thank you, Mayor Solomon. Are there any questions regarding the reduction in the budget to the Treasury's department, Treasurer's department? Any questions from council members regarding the reduction in the budget on Treasury? If not, are there any questions from members of the public? Yes, if Phil, if you could, yes, if you could identify yourself for the record.
President Marola, Walter Hartley, President, Local 1651. I'm wondering if we can get an explanation on what the line item temporary services for $3,000 is. I do see that in quite a few of the different departments, which I think totals around like $78,000. I'm just wondering if those will be explained each individual department or if there's a one explanation that covers it all.
Thank you. The administration can answer that question.
Yes. Treasury, Mr. President, members of the council, there is a reduction of $3,000. It's an essential office. If any employee goes out, there is a need to hire a temp to resume all essential duties. And, you know, knowing certain people in certain positions are aware of that, and that's what that provision is for. And it's not $3,000 per department. It differs by departments.
No, I never said it was by department. I was just saying it looked like it was in each department.
I thought you indicated that $3,000 was on every line in each department, so I just want to clarify.
No, if I gave you that impression, Mr. Mayor, I do apologize, because as we look, there's a, for Treasury Finance, it's $3,000. For Management Information Services for Finance, it's $6,000. And I could probably, you know, scan through the other ones real quick. I just didn't know if it was, one answer covered all.
I accept your apology, Mr. Hartley. Thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions regarding the reduction in the budget? If not, we'll go on to the next department. And I believe that's community development.
Community development, which appears on page 51 in your budget and page 32 in the personnel supplement. And if you look at community development, as we all know, especially yourself and myself, Mr. President, these are all federal grant-funded programs throughout the city. And a lot of these programs have to do with the demographics of certain areas of the city and what the federal government allows us to be able to expend these funds on. It's not just a carte blanche, so to speak. There are requirements, and we've done a lot with it. I know that whether it be years ago at Connecticut Point or Oakland Beach now, or right here in Appanoag Circle, Councilman Sinapi's district, Councilman McAllister's district, there's been use of those funds to improve and beautify and restore, whether it be a historic cemetery, whether it be a little park, whether it be a boardwalk. There's a lot of beautification going on in the city of Warwick. Well, there were a lot of good things going on up until the last few months, and I'm optimistic, hopefully, in the future that we can resume that.
Thank you.
It's all grant-funded.
Thank you. And I believe the total budget is what, Mayor Solomon?
The total budget for community development is $303,000. And that's down 0.49, half a percent. And again, that's down based on federal guidelines and constraints.
Thank you. Is there any questions on the community development budget line item?
I have a question.
Councilman.
Thank you. Mayor, I know that the federal government is looking at doing maybe in some of the covert funding, sending some additional funds through these types of grants. I know that you are working with the congressional delegation and the state on that to see. Obviously, it's not here at this time for when we're budgeting, but you know, I think we all want to put a plug in for that. That you know, we do great work with this, and if they're able to secure some funding in maybe the next phase of the CARES Act, which is one of the things that they are talking about, I think we would do very well with that. And I appreciate you working with the congressional delegation on trying to secure those funds.
Thank you, Councilman.
So are there any other questions or comments regarding the community development funds? If not, I don't see any questions from the public either. And I see we have 86 attendees, which I'm pleased to see. And if not, we'll move on to the legal department.
Legal, which is page 10. And we have reduced that budget from last year to this year by almost 30%, 29%. The reason there was a significant reduction was because contracts have been settled. Potential litigation and cases have been settled. There's not a demand for those litigation fees at this point in time. So we passed that savings back down. Last year, we were facing a lot of litigation, contracts, and potential litigations as a result of contracts, and we were prepared for it. Fortunately, we didn't have to go that route. And hence this year, we went from a budget of $625,000 to $445,000.
So is there any questions on legal, the reduction in the legal budget?
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes.
As I look at this on professional services has increased from $350,000 to $400,000, and I would like to know why the jump.
Is that from Councilman Lattiser?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. There is a potential piece of litigation that is starting to raise its head from years ago in the city of Warwick. It was of a major environmental concern in the area of where some people wanted to build oil fields. That is, again, that's coming back to the surface. And the ironic part is the plaintiffs in that are DOT and DEM. So that is the purpose of those funds for professional services, Councilman Lattiser. And that is the only purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have another question on 12382. The amount was for fire study of $250,000. Could you explain to us how that 250 was spent?
It wasn't spent, Councilman, because we didn't go through with the fire study. That would have been part of our establishing a foundation had we gone a litigation route going forward with contract negotiations. Without getting into matters beyond that. But no, it wasn't spent, Councilman. As you can see, it was not expended.
Thank you, Mayor. So that would just bring me to my next question. Where did the 250, the 250,000, where was that transferred to?
That goes into our surplus account, Councilman.
Thank you, Mayor.
Battery is low. Is there any questions for the mayor on the legal line item? Any questions from members of the public? Okay, if not, we'll move on.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Councilman? Somebody?
Yes.
Rob Cody, Ward 7.
Okay.
So I have a couple of quick questions. First, to follow up on Councilman Lattisaw's question on the fire study, Mayor Solomon and I at the last budget hearing had a lively dialogue about this particular line item, which I reviewed this evening. And I had asked the mayor specifically this fire study of $250,000, what would it entail? And his answer was to do a study on the efficiency and organization of the Warwick Fire Department. It had nothing to do with possible litigation because those monies were expended in line item 12360 under professional services. So it almost, to me, seems, okay, now we're going to take that money and put it in our surplus. Just my own personal comment, maybe the mayor could clarify it. I think that money, you know, could have been allocated elsewhere where it could have done some good, say, the senior services, which have been cut, you know, every year for the last 10 years. So it almost has a deceptive appearance. And I'm wondering if the mayor could speak to that as to why that study of, in his words, efficiency was not performed.
First of all, thank you, Mr. President, through the president. I don't like the term deception because there are a lot of things that are deceptive without getting personal with individuals, and this isn't the place or time, but I can tell you that $250,000 was returned to, it ends up on the bottom line, returned to the taxpayers' coffers. It did not go on black or red somewhere, and the $250,000 were part of putting together knowledge and basis relative to potential manpower necessary or maybe not necessary had we had to go forward with certain fire apparatus or complements. I can tell you right now, Mr. President and my colleagues on the City Council, I've been mayor for 24 months, probably the toughest 24 months of my life. And I've worked the hardest in my life the last 24 months. So I resent any negative terminology relative to performance, number one. And also, in my 24 months, there has not been a firefighter hired in the city of Warwick. So I continue to keep an open rapport and make sure that our services are there for our constituents and our businesses. And I've got to tell you, communication's a great thing. Without insulting people, you can accomplish a lot. And establishing a line of communication with not just fire, but with police and our Department of Public Works, we work together as a team. The city council, the school committee, everyone has the best interest of the city at heart. I don't think anyone that's serving in this community as an elected official is doing it because of the great compensation, because it's not financial compensation that rewards you. It's the compensation of feeling good about the city you love and live in. But that $250 was not used, and it remains in the coffer, or filters down to the bottom line of our coffer. It did not go anywhere, and to plant a seed like that is not very nice.
Thank you. Is there any other comments? Okay, questions? If not, we'll move on, Mayor, to the Water Department.
Thank you. Water is on page 4041, and that's part of the Enterprise Fund. All the way back. Just looking in the back. Yeah, it's in the back. That's towards the back of the book. And
no, I'm the revenue number until you have
to count it. Where's the number?
Not on there because that's only general funds.
As I stated, water is an enterprise fund. Our expenditure budget and our income budget support each other. And we have recently retired from our ranks Dan O'Rourke, who's done a great job over the years in the water department. He's devoted a number of years. He's done a great job for us, and I'd like to thank him for his years of service. But in the process of dealing with water and this enterprise fund, we are also dealing with interceptors and pipes that are aging within our infrastructure, just like our sewer situation. And that is going to need a lot of attention. Attention it hasn't received in over 20 years. And we can't live without water, and we can't live without sewer, and it's not conducive for business. So we've been going out to bid relative to certain projects and addressing those interceptors, maybe with a lining capacity or different ways of doing it at a significant cost. But it's not just the cost that we're looking at. We're looking at the long-term lifespan of those refurbishments. But I can tell you that our budget for water is $10,845,249. And that is about $400,000 less than what was requested. Again, it's a self-sustaining account. There are going to be expenditures. Hopefully those expenditures will be dealt with federal subsidies of some sort. And bonds or grants. I know that when you deal with these enterprise funds, you take a portion of those funds and then you reinvest those funds back into the infrastructure. And that's what has to be done within the city of Warwick.
Thank you. Are there any questions of the administration on the enterprise fund for the water department? Obviously, they raise and they spend their own revenue. I did have one question. Are they anticipating any fee increases for water this year?
I am not familiar with any rate increases or rate studies at this point, and that was not conveyed to me by the retiring Mr. Gorok.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Councilman Qualley.
Two questions for the mayor. On line 84, 154, fringe benefits, it says the year-to-date expended as of, I'm assuming May 4th, well, yeah, May 6th, is $575,500. And the year-end forecast is $1.2 million. So we've spent less than 50%, and I don't understand how in the remaining 2 months we can spend 50%. Perhaps you can explain that. And the same thing applies to the line above it, which is 84101 concerning the salaries. It looks like around $700,000 is supposed to be spent in the last 2 months, and that confuses me.
Mr. President, Councilman Qualley, I'm going to defer that question to Mr. D'Amico, who can answer that for you.
Councilman Crowley, the way the water department expenses are handled is a little bit different than a typical department. And their benefits and their pay, because there are chargebacks between other city departments, are booked on a quarterly basis. So while that says that it's up through May, it's really only two quarters has been booked. And so the other two quarters are still yet to be booked through there. If you can see in prior years, we always spend right around $1.1 million for fringe benefits. We will do the same thing again this year. It just has not been booked yet. And same similar explanation with the salaries.
Are they in a different fiscal year?
No, they are not. It's just that they are not booked week to week. It's booked in lump sums quarterly.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that you understand it better than I, Mr. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. President.